We apologize again.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Just to recap a little bit, I was talking about the achievements since we last met in October. One was the least developed country report on carbon markets and LDCs. The side event we had, talking about the 40 years of LDC report, which we had numerous multimedia initiatives on. Talking about also Sao Tome and Principe being the eighth country to graduate from LDC status. And also we were able to launch a project, a major project on enhancing the capacity of African vulnerable countries in adopting policy incentives and innovative instruments for SME participation in regional value change. And we did that in six countries, which are ongoing now: Benin, Burundi, Cape Verde, Central African Republic, Togo, and Uganda. We're also able to undertake, as I mentioned, something about with regard to CFTA, developing strategies. We were able during this period of time to have a validation workshop for the strategies for CFTA implementation in Cape Verde with the Economic Commission for Africa. During this period, we were also able to organize a number of validation exercises and programs for the Holistic Productive Capacity Development Program in Malawi in the month of November. And we were also able to develop guidelines from the productive capacity index, which we will be discussing at the next Statistical Commission to be held in February in New York this year. We also have been able to undertake a lot of activities during that time on the support to the LDC group on rules of origin in advance of the MC14. And we did this in collaboration with the Asian Development Bank and also the European University Institute. And this was focused on rules of origin, and this happened in November. What is interesting about this is we are able to support delegates to better develop their capacity to better negotiate with countries giving them trade preferences, and also to better comply with the rules of origin requirements that are there to capitalize on the available trade preferences. So this is a very important piece of work we're doing with the LDC group, and we'll continue to work with them up till MC14. Now, performance in relation to what we had put down for program of work for SPA, for program work for FI for 2014 against the planned activities, I can report to you that with regard to the number of deliverables, the division exceeded the number of deliverables that we were expected to do. This is not unusual, as when you are a division that deals with LDCs Africa and LLDCs and SIDS, you're able to find innovative ways to stretch the dollar. We had more workshops on numerous areas in regards to rules of origin, in regard to productive capacity, which we're able to conduct for numerous countries. During this period also, we are able to finalize the Economic Development Africa report, which we will launch in Cote d'Ivoire in February this year, which will support policymakers in identifying and being able to address some of the challenges that they have. During this period also, we are able to undertake a number of major technical cooperation projects on enhancing capacity of African vulnerable countries in adopting policy incentives for innovative instruments for SME in SME participation, curbing illicit financial flows, statistical measurement of tax and commercial illicit financial flows, also being able to support them in developing integrated programs for productive capacities, and very much supporting them in the progress and pre-qualification for graduation for African and some Asian countries. In light of the UNCTAD 16 coming up, the issue of graduation and graduation of LDCs, we have three new countries which we have to develop the vulnerability profiles and also the productive capacity gap assessments for this coming year. And we hope that they can be supported and LDCs can be supported through UNCTAD 16. I think one of the important issues for the division is to continue to provide extensive policy recommendations to member states. One has to recall that the policy recommendations to member states are very acutely defined for LDCs for the various groups. So they're very much policy recommendations that we believe that has specific emphasis on the needs and priorities of these countries. And we will continue to do that, and we will continue to seek support from member states on that issue. Mr. President, I think I'll stop there, and I'm happy to take any comments or questions. Thank you very much.